This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later in the program, we've got John Feinstein. He joins us at 8 o'clock every Friday. Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 Entertainment Reporter, will join us at 9. We will talk movies, but joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some Maryland Terps, some college hoops, is our pal Chris Nockey, Terps radio analyst. What's up, C-Nock?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
hanging in there, man. Everybody's,
thanks for getting up early.
Everybody's
for us.
Sick. We're basically just, you know, Jason had the flu, then EB's had the flu. I'm trying to fight it off.
Hey,
it's ridiculous.
Have you ever missed a game because of sickness?
You know, it's funny. So I'm in my 21st year, and 2 years ago, I had to miss a game at Michigan because I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sick. So I missed the one game in 21 years.
That's impressive run.
That's a good track record by you.
Yeah,
it's not exactly Cal Ripken, and I'm not doing a lot of heavy lifting, but I appreciate.
Hey, you have to carry your luggage, I would guess, you know, to and from your hotel room from
mine and Johnny's.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you gotta get Johnny.
Sure, you gotta take care of
now,
Johnny Holiday.
Was that Michigan game? Were you already in Ann Arbor, or were you just couldn't even get to the airport?
No, and it ended up being like a dagger of a loss. It was a brutal loss. Herter had hit a jumper with like 6 seconds to put us up by one, and then they scored at the – he hit a couple of free throws with 1 second left. So I sat in agony at home and watched it. I can't – the flights home after losses like that are just brutal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about the Big Ten in general a couple shows ago, and it's just an enigma. You've seen every team play. You've seen Maryland's struggles on the road. I just looked at the numbers. Big Ten teams away from home this year are 20-55.
Ooh.
It's just been brutal to go. And at one point, I'm not sure what the number is now, but I think as of last weekend, Big Ten in conference home records was 48-6. You just can't go on the road. It doesn't matter who you play. You know, Maryland struggles in the first half against Northwestern. Man, it's just tough to go on the road in this conference.
Yeah, it's not exclusive to us, you know, Maryland at all. Nope. And I will say that over the course of, like, the last three nights, that pendulum has swung just a little bit because some road teams have won.
Yep.
And last night was one of those weird I was watching Ohio State and Minnesota, and I thought at halftime the game was pretty much over. It was a 10-point Ohio State lead. They were cruising. And I switched to watch some NBA stuff, got back to Ohio State, and they were reeling. They couldn't score. I mean, it was terrible. And they ended up losing at the buzzer to Minnesota. Great road win for Minnesota.
I wonder if we've ever seen a team, because Ohio State was ranked number one in the country at one point this year, weren't they?
Two. No,
right.
So
they were two.
They were 9-1 and ranked second. And then they went through 25 days without a win.
They're not going to make the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, they better have a hellacious February at this point. Yeah, they're going to struggle.
I mean, have we ever seen a team ranked two in the country in December and not make the tournament? I'm sure it's happened before, but it's rare.
Well, I think earlier in the season, I could be wrong about this. I think at the start of the season, people had North Carolina up at like 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and North Carolina's nowhere. I mean, North Carolina, they're not even close.
Yeah.
So it's a strange year, man. You gotta shake your head at a lot of scores that you see in the mornings.
Talking to Chris Nockey, Terps radio analyst. So early in the season, being a Terp alum, I had a lot of enthusiasm. Started thinking, well, maybe this is the team that makes the Final Four run. They're in the top five. I got to tell you, I've lost that enthusiasm watching the team. Should I have? Can they still be a team that can contend for like a Final Four berth?
Well, I mean, absolutely they could be a Final Four team, but I will tell you that this year there might be 25 of those teams that could be a Final Four team. It's just a, I hate the word parity. It's just there are a lot of flawed teams. You know, I mean, there are a lot of teams that are good, that can win anywhere on any night, but are just you know, there's something missing or something that's going to hold them back from being great. And I think Maryland is in that group. You know, I mean, I think they're very formidable when they're playing defense together and they're making some shots. To me, that's the thing. They invariably, they play very good defense, but they go through these droughts that are hard to explain and just painful to watch. And that's the offensive end is what's going to kind of dictate where they end up going, I think, this year.
Well, Jason went through the stats the other day. They were ranked like 285th in three-point shooting.
273 out of 353 at one point. That was before the Northwestern game, I think. So maybe it's gone up a little bit.
Yeah, but it's funny that you say that, because like, I had this conversation with Matt Painter, the Purdue coach, before the Maryland-Purdue game. And he said, I was asking him about the shooting percentages. He said, I know who Aaron Wiggins is. Last year he shot over 40% from three. Uh-huh. He's at 22% right now. He said, I know who Eric Ayala is. Last year he was at 45%, and now he's shooting 28%. He said, my biggest fear is that all of a sudden they start to, you know, come back to the percentages on the back of the baseball card. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, in the first half of the Purdue game, those guys couldn't miss. You know, I think eight of their first 11 threes, and it's a 16-point game at half, you know, a deficit that Purdue couldn't come back from. I do expect that some of these guys will start to shoot a little closer to the mean, you know, for them statistically. It's a long season. Aaron Wiggins has had three or four really good games in a row here, starting to play really well, and those are big parts of, you know, Maryland being able to score. I think that part's going to get a lot better.
Well, the Northwestern first half, I mean, I was watching it, wasn't listening to it. I would love to hear your reaction, but, you know, the starters at one point were 1-for-15 from the floor, couldn't hit anything. Northwestern was hitting everything. I don't know what they shot in the first half. It seemed like it was 60%.
It was 60, right on 60.
A 60, yeah. All right. And they had that big lead. They were up 16, and then everything obviously changed in the second half, and they win going away. But that would have been a devastating loss to lose to a Northwestern team who was 1-7 in the conference. But they did. They come back and win.
Yeah, and it ends up, you know, you never know. Just, you know, you play for a long time, so you understand this, but you never know what games sort of dictate the direction of your season until after the season's over, you know? And, you know, you can hope, I guess, you know, that's the most inspired basketball this team has played all year, that second half. And I hope that when we're talking about the season in the rear view, you know, in April or something like that, we talk about the Northwestern game as the game where things changed around, you know, and they started to play with a fire that they need to play with. It was a great second half for sure, and it would have been a killer loss.
Oh, right? Yeah. I can only imagine how pissed off Turge was at halftime, because I saw him dropping so many F-bombs in that first half. He didn't know what to do. He really didn't.
I interview him as he walks off the court. It is perhaps the worst job in America in a situation like that. And there's sometimes – I remember having to talk to Gary after games and some of the things that there's no good question. There's absolutely no good question. But I'll tell you this. I talked to Aaron Wiggins directly after the game, and I said, what did Turge say at halftime to you guys? Uh-huh. And he said, by the time Turge walked into the locker room, we'd had it out amongst ourselves. He said, it was awful. And he said, guys were, you know, there were a lot of guys up and barking at each other and in each other's face. And he said, by the time Turge came in, Turge was actually more sane than the rest of us were.
Yeah.
So a little self-policing there is always a good thing.
What have you noticed about the offense in general? You know, could be they, especially on the road, they just struggle to score. They struggle to get into the 60s, even at home sometimes. But what have you noticed?
I think they play pass and catch and shoot too much. You know, they've got an athletic group of guys. They can get to the rim when they want to get to the rim, but they fall in love with shooting threes and shooting jumpers, and that just, you know, I mean, the offense looks great when shots are dropping, you know, but more often than not, they're having, you just talked about their three-point shooting percentage, so I just think they got to get to the rim a lot more. They score much easier when they're getting to the foul line. It opens up three-point looks much, but you know, much more and much more frequently. I just think that the team is doing itself a disservice if it just comes out like they did against Northwestern, where it's just swing the ball around the perimeter and shoot a three.
Right.
That's all there was. There was nothing north-south. It was all east-west jump shot.
Is Turge emphasizing more of a up-tempo offense, or is that just the way they practice?
Well, he was, and they played up-tempo, a lot up-tempo early, when they were out of conference. The problem is these Big Ten games are rock fights, you know, and some of it is because of the way the game's officiated in the Big Ten. You just get mauled, and so the pace of the game is slower. And that's part of the problem with college basketball right now. You know, the NBA and college hoops are going in completely different directions. Every college game you see seems to be 65-60. Every NBA game you see, now teams are scoring 140 points, 135 points. You know, and you tell me which is more fun to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I want these guys to get up and down the court and score. But one of the problems that they'd had at pace, I know that I'm not a big metrics guy, but I will tell you this, that their turnover rate was pretty high when they were playing in fast break situations. And the turnover percentage was much, much higher for them than it was in half court situations. And so, you know, you sort of pick your poison. Do you get out and try and get more easy baskets at the risk of turning the ball over more, or do you keep it, slower, play closer to the vest and give your team a chance to score without turning the ball over? So I think that's one of the things they've wrestled with a little bit. And right now, the Big Ten plays, that's just what it is, sadly. It's just, these games are all, I think the game final score last night, Minnesota and Ohio State was 62-59, and that is a prototypical
right.
Big Ten score right now.
Play the unders, C-Knock. Play those unders, my friend.
Well, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, at the start of the year, you know, Michigan State was obviously the favorite to win the conference, and they're up top now. But, you know, Illinois has been a surprise. Rutgers absolutely has been a surprise, ranked in the top 25. You know, we already talked about Ohio State. You know, they're 2-6 in the conference.
Rutgers is to me, is the biggest surprise. Yeah. I will tell you, Illinois has got some guys.
Yeah, they do.
And they got some guys, and they're athletic. They're big. They play hard as hell. They play like they're playing for their meal money every single night.
Man, they get after it in rebounding, man. They get after
they overplay everything defensively. So they're kind of tough to play against. We go to Champaign here in another couple of weeks, and it's always a fun atmosphere.
Fun Good luck there.
Yeah, right.
But my point is, like, Michigan's down, Ohio State's down, Purdue is down. I mean, they lost some big players last year, but, you know, some of the flip-flopping in the conference has been a big surprise, yeah.
Well, I think college basketball's down a little bit, you know. I mean, you name a team that is really on the on the rise. I think there are a lot of programs like that. So, yeah, I mean, it leads to a lot of they kept showing the standings last night, the Big Ten standings during the game, and then that was before Michigan State lost in the late game last night. So everything's jumbled up. Everybody's within a game or two of each other. That's why winning on the road seems like such a big deal when you actually get it done. I'm sure Minnesota flew out of Columbus last night, the happiest guys in the world, getting that W.
Absolutely. All right, so you mentioned Indiana. It's the next step on the road. Again, another tough roadie here. And this is on Sunday, correct? Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Best place to play in the conference, Assembly Hall. In terms of, you know, anything away from home, it's a cathedral. It's a beautiful, cool place, great acoustics, great fan base. 1 o'clock, CBS Sports. And, of course, that game can be found on the radio as well.
Yes, it can. Please. Yeah, pimp that. Yeah.
But they've got, they got Jackson Davis and they got the Brunk kid. They're obviously well coached. Play some defense. Great in that building. This is going to be tough for the Terpies. This will be tough.
Oh yeah, we drilled them pretty good here.
Yep.
At one point I think we were up 30 and ended up winning by 14 or something like that. But yeah, they're playing really well. Coming off their best win of the season against Michigan State, and it's always a nightmare to play there. Doesn't matter who. Who they've got. It's a huge home court advantage.
This tournament this year is going to be wide open.
It's crazy. And it's exciting because, beauty college basketball, the whole, you can lose one night and be just taking the shorts. You know, I mean, that's the cool thing about it. There's nothing like it. And that's why you got to bring it, man. There's no other way to approach these games. You can't can't be chilly and going to these games thinking that you're going to roll because everybody's capable.
You don't pay attention to this, but I'll just say this, and this is kind of just the product of college hoops this year, but you wouldn't believe how many teams are 10, 11, 12-point favorites at home losing the game outright this year. And this is widespread. This is not just in the Big Ten. This is all over every conference. Teams that are just heavy favorites are just losing. And, you know, most of those are smaller conference teams, but I just think that's just going to be a prelim for conference tournaments and the big tournament.
Yeah, I had no idea that's the case, but it doesn't really surprise me.
Oh, and, it happens. Happens all
the time. Friends who are coaching, you know, mid-major level and stuff, and I get the same stories from them. It's just it's a crapshoot out there every time you play.
Yep.
All right, C-Knock, appreciate the time as always.
You're a good man. Have a good weekend. Good luck out there.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Chris Knocke, voice of the Terps, who take on Indiana next. Mm-hmm. Yeah, personally, was kind of fired up. They're in the top five. Mm-hmm. People saying this is a potential Final Four team. They don't seem that good. They seem okay.
Maybe they're a tad overrated. Yeah, that's okay. You know, they're feeling their way. They got a rough stretch now. I think three of the next four against ranked teams.
It's late January. Let's see what they can do Sunday against Indiana. But I think Chris is right. They got to start pushing it a little bit more and scoring easy buckets, getting fouled, getting the line, and stop settling. Because they've been settling, especially on the road. If you can't get into the 60s, you're probably not going to win. And they've struggled to get into the 60s on the road of late.
All right, we got John Feinstein joining us at 8 o'clock. Kevin to talk some movies at 9 o'clock. That's right here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget John Feinstein will join us at 8. Kevin McCarthy at 9 to tell you what to see at the box office this weekend. And John Kincaid is booked at 9:20. Talk some Super Bowl and other sports with him coming up.
Let's get his squeaky leaner on the Super Bowl.
Need to get that.
Don't you love the squeaky leaners?
I do like squeaky leaners. I wish somebody would give me a guaranteed squeaky leaner and I could just ship in all the chips on it. And yes. Make a big score.
Yes.
Generally, that's not the way it works.
I wish someone would predict the future and tell me the exact score.
Just somehow get me tomorrow's news today.
That would be nice.
So that we can profit off of it today. I don't know how we can get that done, but somebody smarter than me, figure it out.
You know what? I'll even take a prediction on the Pro Bowl. If you can guarantee me a score on the Pro Bowl.
It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. The event is.
And I haven't watched the Pro Bowl in years.
All I want is the sports almanac that Michael J. Fox has in Back to the Future that has all of the winners for 50 years. That's all you need.
That's all I need.
It's all you need.
Because then I could quit radio and just live off my winnings.
Oh, you would be the world's richest person.
Exactly.
You would put Jeff Bezos to shame.
I'd put him out of business.
You would point and laugh at Bill Gates. You'd point and laugh at his money. Well, now, hopefully you would do something good with your money,
Vegas
too.
Vegas would ban me.
You'd be banned from Vegas.
Yeah, so I don't even know where I'd place the bets.
But you know what?
Get somebody else to place
you'd have
bet.
So much money.
I'd have runners.
You could build your own. If you love Vegas so much, you could build your own miniature version of it somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd be that filthy rich.
Jason, I do have a bet for you. I don't know if it's a guaranteed winner, but it sounds enticing.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like...
Is this a prop?
No, I think this is straight up. But I don't know where you find this at, mm-hmm. but apparently the South team in the Senior Bowl
has been rolling.
Has been crushing it all week.
It has.
Oh, yes. Really?
Way better than the North squad on paper.
So you're going to root for the South?
But I just looked at the line and it said the North is the favorite.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
This is according to an interview I heard on the way in this morning.
This is like Cakes when he made those bets in baseball based on one guest
show. I was listening to a tout.
Yes.
I was just listening to a full-on tout. But that's sometimes what you have to do.
No, this is a scout.
Oh, a scout greater than tout?
Yes.
I was at the Senior Bowl last year, and there's just no energy in the stadium.
Right.
And the rules are different. They're different because coaches are working on, like, two-minute offenses at the end of every quarter. So it really doesn't matter what the roster looks like. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that they wouldn't win. But, man, it's just not a typical college football game.
Yeah, so you wouldn't feel comfortable betting a side.
Well, no, put it this way.
One.
If I bet the side and lost, I'd say, of course.
Right, Senior Bowl. I deserve to lose.
I deserve to lose that game.
Right.
But,
how about you bet on the Pelicans over in their next game?
Well, it's tonight. 8 o'clock. I got to look at that.
Who do they face?
Don't know. It doesn't matter.
They play the Nuggets.
It's going to be an over.
The Nuggets do like to get up and down.
All right.
Now they're missing. I think Jamal Murray is out, so that hurts a little bit.
It's 231.
Ooh, that's a big one. It's a big number.
Doesn't sound too high. I'll look at it.
You'll consider it,
and then I'll look at the player props once that's released. Not released yet. But yeah, I just need a surefire winner. It's all I need.
Yeah.
And so I can put $1 million on it.
Right. That's all you need. No, you wouldn't.
I'm struggling right now, I got to tell you.
You wouldn't put a million.
Okay at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not so good right now.
You're having some issues.
Yeah, you know what you are? You're finito. Finito Santiago.
Yes.
You remember him? He used to be a catcher for the Pods.
Yes.
Finito Santiago.
Yes, we remember him well.
We had to ban JP from this room. Do you know how he comes in here during the break?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's just coming in here, you know.
Touching things.
Touching everything.
He's persona non grata.
Breathing down Adam's neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good thing he touched everything in the studio yesterday.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Right. He did.
In this studio.
He did buzz through here. It does look better. I'll give him credit. But I know it was tilting Jason because he was encroaching on his personal space.
He was basically sitting on my lap for like four straight commercial breaks.
Yes.
Because he was cleaning things up behind me.
And again, I blame myself because I was the one that pointed out that the tchotchkes were getting a little bit out of control.
You said that, and yet you keep the shark.
Keep the shark. I just feel like you never know when you're going to need this prop. I like to have a few props. I'm like a very hacky version of Carrot Top. Like way, way less successful. Arms aren't as big. Portfolio certainly not as big.
I did see Para, who's playing in Japan, I believe.
Yes. He signed with some Japanese league team. Yeah.
He wants to throw out the first pitch for the Nats opening game.
Well, he completely should. Why wouldn't you?
Why
wouldn't you let him do that?
He can throw out the first pitch in the first 10 games if he wants.
Because Baby Shark's going to be done, right? They're not going to play that.
I would guess.
He's
probably done.
It's moving to Japan.
Now, that's a long-ass trip. If I were Para, that's a long-ass trip to go from... Yeah, is he already in Japan? Probably not. I mean, I don't know the Japanese baseball schedule. I don't know when they go to spring training in Tokyo. How would I know that? But there's no chance he's flying back from Japan to here to throw one pitch and then fly back to Japan.
In April?
I wouldn't think.
Don't know.
Well, isn't that kind of crazy?
I'd have to check the schedule.
It's nearly as crazy as I saw on social media yesterday that I believe Blue Shorts, the artist formerly known as Chris Lingebach, I think he's taking a trip, like a weekend trip, to Denver and then coming back.
To go hang out with Boadster?
I don't know if it's to hang out with Bode Mode or with his girlfriend or...
So he's flying out on a like today.
I think he's already there. Like I saw a video of him like driving through a treacherous snowstorm. Big surprise in Denver in January.
Right.
Like that seems like a long way to go for like a weekend getaway. Now, I understand he left before the actual weekend. Maybe he's making like a 4-day deal.
Well, if he left yesterday, did he leave yesterday?
Nobody knows.
No idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. Shorts' vacation.
I'm just
schedule.
Commenting on what I saw on Twitter.
Right, well,
by
he's
the way,
out there
isn't
for
he
three
the
nights?
Artist? I think he reversed it. Isn't the artist formerly known as Blue Shorts and now he goes by Chris Lingebach?
Whatever. You know what I mean. It's Chris Lingebach, artist formerly known as
Blue
Shorts.
Yeah, but if he's out there for three nights, that's plenty.
Yeah, I guess it just seems like that's a long way to go for. long weekend.
And Blue Shorts, you know he's on a budget. It's not like he's dripping with money. He can't afford it. He can't just afford to go out there for a week. Three nights probably. He's probably tapped out after three nights.
I don't know his financial situation. I don't know who's paying for the trip. I don't know if, you know, he's splitting it with the girlfriend. He's paying for, I don't know.
Hicks, how long are you going to España?
I think the trip is like
10 days?
No, it's during spring break. It's a quick hit, like 5 days.
Well, I mean, you're going a further distance, and you're only going one extra day.
Dude, I'm what's
the shorts?
There's only so much I can do. My wife works. She can't, like, take off 2 weeks in the middle of spring break.
Well, spring break, you can do a Saturday to Saturday, right?
There's travel involved. I'm staying, five nights.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 days are booked with travel.
Yeah, but it's travel days.
Have fun on that nine-hour flight back from Spain. It'd be nice.
The worst part is the flight back. Where
are you connecting through?
Dublin. Now here's the worst part.
How much is the layover? A couple hours?
It's a few, like 3 hours. Oh, it's doable.
But you're not flying into Madrid or anything, right? You're
going flying into southern Spain. I believe it's Malaga. Look, I don't know anything about Spain. Yeah. I don't know. Here's the worst part. Is flying back, there's an extra leg, and flying back into a different airport than the one I'm flying out of.
Oh, that's a bad
just to beat. Get the tickets at a reasonable rate.
So you have to be dropped off.
Either have to be dropped off or drive a vehicle to the airport where we're coming back to, leave it there.
You don't want to do that. I mean, you don't want to drive from one airport to the next. So you're basically taking off from Dulles and landing at Reagan.
Something
or vice versa.
That, yeah. Yeah, doing that bit.
That's a terrible bit. I mean, I guess if you get a ride each way, it's fine. So Uber or, you know, Jason always likes to go with Chariots for Hire.
Yeah, right. Chariots.
It's a great idea. I may have to do that.
Courtney West will hook you.
May have to do that.
To and fro.
I may have to look into that.
Why you would actually drive your car to another airport and leave it there and then drive back
home? It's just an option.
That's a dumb option.
It's called brainstorming. You never brainstorm different options.
I would never think to do that.
Why? Because you just leave it there, you park it, and you pay, $100 for it to sit there for a week?
Why would you pay for your car to sit there when you can take a cab or Uber that would be about the same price?
I could do that. Or I could call Courtney West from Chariots for Hire.
Did he fall out of bed and land on his head this morning?
He may have.
I did say that we never get off for Labor Day when it's one of the top vacation days for everybody.
That's right.
For everybody on the planet.
It's one of the biggest holiday weekends.
Been doing this for several months now.
Yeah.
He just chomps away at these stirring sticks.
I don't know why I do it.
Does it pummel your teeth? Like, I can see dents in that.
What am I?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm definitely kind of chewing on it. It's just a nervous habit. I don't know. It's just something I do. It's part of my charm, JP.
Do you do it at home?
No, I only do it at work.
Strictly during the show?
Strictly during work, yes.
I always wonder, do you wear the beanies at home?
Yes. So not always indoors.
If I knocked on your door out of nowhere at 2 p.m. today, would you be wearing that beanie?
Well, if you knocked on my door at 2 p.m. today, I would not answer because I'll be doing my ambassador duties at the poker room at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't answer. But if it were a different day, during the winter, 3 days out of 5, I probably answer with a beanie. It's just part of my routine.
By the way, I was going through my storage room because I was pulling out those CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So my man Steve can download the CDs to the MP3 and hopefully
God
to my
phone.
God forbid
you don't have your in excess
right.
CD.
And leaving a car in an airport parking garage is weird. But go ahead.
I know. It's kind of weird. I'm dropping it off at his house today.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop it off. It's actually an apartment building.
Right.
I'm going to drop the CDs off at the concierge.
Okay.
So who knows if he's even going to get them.
Concierge is going to say, well, what are these things?
Exactly.
What is this outdated technology?
But I found a bunch of VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A box full of them.
Red Sox highlights?
No Red Sox highlights. That's done. That was on the street. That was crushed on Seabrook Road back in, I don't know what year that was. Car just ran over it. But I have all these VHS tapes, a lot from when my daughters were young, you know, in the early 2000s.
Okay.
But I also have my honeymoon tape from Spain in April of 2000. Remember,
so
I took Spain Air over there?
You were lugging a big-ass camcorder around Spain?
It was about this big. Yes. Holding it like this.
So did you watch it? Do you even have the VHS?
No, I have no idea. So is there any way?
There's companies that will transfer everything.
I can? So I can transfer
absolutely.
I think there's a company called Legacy Box.
They'll throw it right on a DVD
send it
for
to
you.
Them, oh, and then they hook it up.
I've heard of Legacy Box because I need to get that video. I mean, it's my honeymoon. Walking around Spain, me and my wife.
You want to revisit that?
Yeah.
You want to revisit going to España?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would certainly want those tapes for my daughters when they're younger.
You're going
to
cry like a baby when you start watching those videos of your kids.
So is that the easiest way? Legacy Box?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
Or is there a listener box?
Yeah, see, here we go.
There's the meta
always game. Cutting the corners. Always angling.
All right, hold on. We got an update. Is this a breaking sports news?
No.
Oh, okay. Yes,
for our Abby. Show.
Yes.
JP?
Yes.
You've been told to go home.
Oh, really?
Pack it up.
Pack it up, pack it in.
Yeah, there you go. Your day is done.
I'm not going to argue with you.
No, I mean, you shouldn't argue. You know what? You're patient zero.
A Purple Heart read.
Oh, I think you know what? This will be your parting shot.
Donate Purple your Heart. Card today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
And then there were two men left standing. It's your boy Flakes. It's Jason Bishop.
Unprecedented.
Down to two junks. As Matt Valdez has pointed out, the show has never been sicker. It claims another. John Paul Flame is gone for the day, for the weekend.
Dunsky.
And in celebration of, I guess, the Blitz getting bumped for the EP, Valdez playing Celebration. It's cool in the gang, right? I think it's cool in the gang. Celebration
it definitely
it's,
is.
It's their one seed. It's of by course. Far their one seed.
Absolutely.
Cakes, doesn't it feel great, though, to know that we are the survival of the fittest?
See, now you're kind of jinxing it.
No, we don't get sick. It doesn't matter. You, me, Valdez, you're we don't kinda, miss days.
I'm with Dar- you, but you're kind of jinxing
I
it.
I better not have a relapse. I might have a relapse.
You might be calling your shot.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, but
Darwin should do a study
you know
on us.
By 9 p.m., it might just be Flakes and the producers. I might even invite Adam into EB's flu chair. Who knows what could happen?
This might be the Matt and Matt show's debut.
It might be. Hopefully, we'll both be here by 10 a.m.
Chime in whenever you want, fellas.
I mean, the show started with three. It's now down to two.
If you want to do your own segment, just let us know.
Oh, don't let AWOD.
I mean, AWOD
will be in here stomping on fruit. Like, he'll be smashing watermelons like Gallagher. Yeah. Can I have an older reference than Gallagher?
What was the aftermath of that?
I think it got pretty well cleaned up.
Yeah. Drab and I went to CVS.
I think there was initial rickness and fallout from management.
Well, there was rickness because Adam was just... Adam created a mess.
He did,
and
yes.
then he just didn't take responsibility for said mess. And then finally
millennial.
And then finally he got the carpet cleaner, and then he was on his hands and knees scrubbing.
Right.
So he finally took care of it. So I think it's all good.
There was about 10 minutes where he was being a big baby and saying... I'm never going to do bits again. I'm never going to, you know, step out of the shoes and go above and beyond for the show.
Right.
I'm like, dude, just clean the damn eggs
right.
up.
Just take responsibility for what you've done.
I mean, if you saw the boss, though, I was scared for my job.
Well,
he was walking around.
He was huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
He was mad. Because, I mean, this is a pretty clean studio for
the
most part.
Did you think he was going to be happy when you were stomping on the egg sandwich?
Well, I thought he would realize that, you know... That's going to be a viral segment. Everyone's going to be talking about for weeks.
But the mess that you left, I mean, it was just absurd.
He wasn't, CK wasn't Rick about the bit. He was Rick that Adam went and got paper towels and water, thought that was going
to
clean it up.
Well, you think he knows how to clean anything?
Half-assed.
Water.
So he's probably never even heard of Resolve.
Can you imagine what his house looks like if he thinks he takes paper towels and water to clean stuff?
Can only imagine.
So dirty and smelly.
By the way, I have not
done... But again, Ivan... the janitor was doing most of the work.
Ivan was doing it.
Ivan
gets a clap because Ivan was in
here. He did great.
You need to hook him with some like a gift card or something, or buy him lunch because he shouldn't have been on his hands and he's
cleaning
the sandwich.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to give one of the roti gift cards that I was going to give to Drab T-shirt. I'm going to give it to Ivan next time I see him. Sorry, Drab.
Did you bring those in?
I have not. Sometimes you have to sacrifice for the greater good.
Only been asking for weeks.
I will bring them in at some point. I'll get to the EP in a bit, but I've noticed something on my way to and from getting coffee this morning that the office that the Donks were planning on like renovating and making a producer space, all the junk is out of there. Have you noticed that?
Nowhere to go.
It's all gone. I don't know where it's gone. How are the plans coming for that producer space you guys were talking about and hyping up like a month ago? It seems like things are progressing.
We're on our way.
That ball's rolling.
Yesterday was trash day. In peace.
Got rid of all the junk. There was a lot of junk.
Oh, there was tons of junk.
Rest in peace to the ball cannon.
Oh, the ball cannon is dead?
Gone.
You could have sold
it. It's in a dumpster somewhere?
It didn't really work. The charge didn't keep. Because remember at the...
Ross Tucker.
At the Alamo.
You could have sold that if it was working.
Right.
We were having power issues with it during the live show.
So ball cannon dead.
Yeah, it had a good run.
It did. That's true.
It had a good run. I think we used it once.
And now we have...
I got hit with that thing like 10 times.
Now we have a meeting scheduled with Marlo. They're going to come by. We got to schedule it.
Very good.
A designer.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So it's not you two idiots putting just stuff randomly. There's going to be actually somebody that does it for a living.
It's going to be elegant and classy in there.
That's fantastic news.
A couch or a couple chairs, maybe?
Yeah, Marlo is going to provide that.
You know what? Need a TV, too.
Well, we're on that, too.
Yeah. You're on it.
We're thinking about a 70-inch TV.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, hook it.
I thought initially, didn't you guys say that you weren't going to put a TV in there?
You should.
Or am I missing
that? No, we thought about multiple TVs.
Oh,
we said
okay.
No sports on the TV.
No, sports can be on the TV, but no sports talk.
No sports talk. And
in the room.
I remember, no sports
so
like
once
posters.
Once you enter the room, there's no sports talk.
Yeah, we want to have this
all. Jason will never
all...
go in. Well, he'll never visit.
First of all, I think that's impossible. They'll never stick to that.
And we want to have it all ready to go by Masters Thursday, the opening round.
Really?
So we can all hang out in there, put the live feed from Masters.com on.
Right.
And chill and watch it and
well,
drink
your
some soda.
There's your sports talk right there. They're not going to talk about
but
the
But they're
Masters.
Not going to put, like, Drav's not going to put, like, Russell Wilson posters
on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
On.
Yeah, no paraphernalia.
Yeah, none of that.
We're going to have a fridge with Fiji waters and sodas and everything.
Yeah, very good.
Valdez told me he's worried about the other producers ruining the studio.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, well, I don't think he really likes the other producers in the first place. And
what do you worry about, like, Thami and Dar coming in and
No, the afternoon show does a lot of bits all the time.
Well,
just lock it. There's got to be keys to it. There's keys to it now.
So you're worried about like Brock and Landfill
don't
sabotaging
give them any keys
it?
To get in there.
Well, I don't want it to become a place where they store their 10 air fryers.
Right.
Well, don't let them in.
Yeah. And by the way, Drab told me he wants to put a Matt Lauer button in there too, so it locks the doors when he interviews.
You know what? It's a good perk.
When he interviews interns.
Yep. In order to make the $1,000 to $5,000, I need to show them what you look like when you're actually acting.
It's a producer studio. It's not just ours. So it's everybody.
So
and we are doing it
so
for everyone.
Everyone
have a casting
to have
couch.
Access to it. What
Here's
saying.
What kind of wrecked me is that we're making it into an awesome room. And Valdez and I are putting money into this, our own money, buying the TV and stuff, at least right now, unless somebody has a silly playing around.
This is Matt Valdez.
Oh, you never know.
And Brock was kind of acting like we were putting him out because we asked him to move the air fryer.
Oh.
I mean, it can't be that hard to move an air fryer.
Well, he just thinks
it under a desk, and nobody's any the wiser.
Well, he thinks we're taking over the room, but he's included in everything. But I don't think he understands what the theme is for
it. It's the place you go to mother F the talent behind their back.
Ah, yes. Okay. So it's talent not welcome
not
in this
welcome.
Room.
No,
we're not welcome in your oasis.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a specific circumstance.
What if
you
we
have
get
to be invited?
Like, yeah, it's invite only. It's like an exclusive club.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you wanted to watch the Masters with us, I think we could allow that. But just limit your sport.
It's not going to stay clean for more than about a week. So just get used to that.
You're probably right.
Right? Because there's going to how many guys are going to have access to it? 8 to 10?
Well, if that's the case, if someone really messes up, we're going to have to start taking away keys.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'd get a very limited number of keys made for that room. And I would distribute them not very liberally. I would keep it to a minimum.
It's an oasis for the lower class of the radio
station. Is that what it is?
Been discarded and crapped upon for years.
So is AWOD's clearly welcome?
Actually, I think we're gonna have a painting of a totem pole, which represents us being on the bottom.
Perfect. I think that's fantastic.
No, AWOD's not allowed in.
He's not.
He's not a producer. Oh. He's digital.
Yeah, and plus he sees himself as talent.
This is a new revelation. I thought that the entire time I was going to hang out in the producer studio. We were going to play Xbox in there.
Well, apparently he has a different vision for it than you guys.
We used you because we wanted those water bottles out of there.
There's 18 cases by my
desk.
By
the way, if you want to keep it classy, I don't think you can allow like a gaming system in there. You can't allow Xbox.
I think that's as long as it gets put away and there's limited wires.
Hmm.
And we're going to have a fruit bowl.
But again, I am not planning this room. That's you guys and the people from Marlowe. Not for me to
Where are you going to get the TV if someone doesn't donate? You're just going to get it at Costco?
Oh, yeah. We'll do something like that. Yeah. Valdez and I, we're invested in this.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
I've got a 42-inch Vizio. It's just collecting.
Too small. Too small, too nubby.
And don't call with your hoopty from 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not interested.
You need a credit card thin TV.
Better say LG on it.
You need Best Buy.
Well, you're very highfalutin for. You know what you guys are? You're very highfalutin for beggars.
We also need a classy fridge.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to donate a classy fridge.
Right.
Yeah, I just bought a new fridge for my daughter at Tech. It was like $300.
For one of those little cube numbers?
Yeah, it's not that small, but yeah. It was more expensive than I thought.
Right.
A little bit salty, actually.
What are you going to do? She needs some cold drinks.
She's got to have a fridge in her dorm room.
Right.
So that's interesting. So you're saying that by Masters Thursday, that should be up and running.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, you've got a few months.
The ball's rolling. I think we have enough time.
We should be fine on that.
It might be ready by conference
and
championship.
And tournament, yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems a little aggressive.
It'll be ready by Big Ten tournament.
All right, good. I noticed that all the junk was out of there, so I thought something was afoot with the producer's hang spot.
And thank you to Marlo.
Can't thank them enough.
We're going to see how invested they are during the design run through.
Absolutely.
Valdez is like getting out of control with the.
We're thinking about our budget.
Well, the space is only so big. It's like half the size of this studio.
I know, but I want
you can
nice,
always jam
I
so want much nice, Marlo furniture in there.
I want nice things in there.
I don't have a problem with that.
Valdez sent me a link. It was like a wine cooler that's inside of a barrel, like an oak barrel. It was like $900.
I mean, you have to get that fancy. A regular refrigerator just won't do.
I'm shooting for the moon.
Apparently you are.
Marlo. Hopefully that helps.
They're going to get major run.
I do like your sponsor, Hustle.
All right, so we bypassed the EP.
Well, we will do the EP.
We bypassed the Blitz.
We did. We did both of those things.
Because Valdez doesn't want to have that on the outline.
Apparently not.
So we're going to jump right to Feinstein.
Yes. So we'll do Fridays with Feinstein next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.